Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational and mentoring program for people who want to build a second stream of income with real estate. We invest in everything from single family homes to apartment complexes to self-storage, assisted living, you name it. If it produces cash flow and it's real estate based, we're investing in it. And again, the main goal of the members of Total Wealth Academy is to build a second stream of income so that they are following Warren Buffett's advice from 30, 40 years ago, where he explained to Americans that you should never rely on a single source of income. You should invest to build a second. And that information really didn't get out too much. That particular point he made, you know, it hit a couple of publicity or news programs, but I don't think people understood how serious he was when he said it. He was advising everybody to do what he did. That's it. You know, he has built multiple streams of income, of course. You don't have to do that. But you do have to build a second stream of income if you're ever going to retire. The strategy or theory that you can save your way to retirement is flawed. Most people won't even earn enough to save, you know, because think about this. To have $10,000 a month in retirement, you have to save up $3 million using the 4% rule. If you don't know the 4% rule, you're only allowed to take 4% of your savings out each year in order to not outlive your money. And by the way, does that work every time? No, some people still outlive their money even using the 4% rule, and people are living longer and longer. So 4% of 3 million, so 120 grand a year, 10 grand a month, minus your taxes if you've got them in tax deferred IRAs, 401s, whatever. So the concept of saving your way to retirement is flawed because most people won't even make enough to save that much in their lifetime. The other problem with it is the moment that you retire, what are you praying? That you die before you run out of money. That's just not a good way to live. No, you want an income stream that comes in whether you live 20 years in retirement or 50 years in retirement. That's what you want. The other neat thing about building a second stream of income is it has nothing to do with age. Just like retirement has nothing to do with age. Everybody thinks of retirement as the 65, 70-year-old who's just, you know, sadly, most people are too old to work by that point. And that's what people think retirement is. It's not. It's as soon as your second stream of income pays your wants and needs. What we're doing is, as a rule, doubling our income. If we make $8,000 a month at our job and we bring home $6,000, then what we try to do is build a second stream of income around $12,000 a month. Then you can quit your job. It doesn't matter what age you are. This can be done in 2 years. It can be done in 5 years, 10 years. If you're really conservative, it might take you 12 or 13 years doing what we teach at Total Wealth Academy, but it's not 40 years. And see, that's what everybody is thinking, is that they have to work for 40 or 45 years before they can retire. And that's just not true at all. It's just a sales pitch from the government, because they don't, you know, they don't want you listening to shows like this, I can guarantee you that. They want you a cog in the machine. They just want you to get a job, work, produce consumer items, and be a consumer, and work for 40, 45 years and retire broke, which is what 95% of Americans do. That statistic, by the way, is 95% of Americans fail to retire by age 65. 30% of that 90% are dead by age 65. So the golden years are really not the golden years. It's a lie. Most people are suffering. They're relying on the kindness of others. They're either a burden on their kids or a burden on the government. Because a lot of people are retiring anyway. They're just not healthy enough. And that's a whole nother subject, because the reason they're not healthy, they didn't exercise, they ate poorly. And so by 65, they're worn out. Whereas there's 74-year-old bodybuilders. There's this one woman, she's 74, I guess she's 75 now. She's got abs. Now, look at your 75-year-old relatives. What kind of condition are they in? The only difference is exercise and nutrition. So, raise your expectations on your health by exercising and eating right, and you'll be healthy way beyond 65. Again, that's I did a show on fitness last week. It's in the podcast at TotalWealthAcademy.com if you want to listen to it, because it's so important, both for your quality of lifestyle, but it's also important if you're going to be an investor. You know, I tell this story all the time where I had to call a bunch of syndicators. I think it was a list of about 20. I only got a hold of 8 or 9 of them, but 8 of the 9 I contacted were, guess where? At the gym. You know, when you look at successful people, they're not obese. They're not. In fact, it's impossible to be overweight and be successful. It's a contradiction. You could have a lot of money, but if you're 50 pounds or more overweight, you're morbidly obese, you're failing. But again, that's a different show. I need to stay focused on what I want to talk about today is getting into action. And we got to go to break. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about the major player that keeps people from taking action and how to overcome it. For those of you who want to build a second stream of income, you've thought about it, but you still haven't done anything about it, we'll discuss one of the major reasons why when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. That it's normal to lose money in a down market. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're now talking about getting into action. In other words, most people are aware that their financial position is weak at best and poor at worst. And they're going, look, I'm 40, 2 times 40 is 80. I'm halfway there, and I'm nowhere near the financial position that I want to be in. And people are waking up and going, I can't do the same thing I did the last 20 years, another 20 years, and expect a different result. If you take what you have in savings at 40, between 40 and 45, and double it, that's about what you'll have when you retire. If you think deeply about it, took you 20 years to save up a couple hundred grand. Okay, in the next 20 years, you'll save up another couple hundred grand. You got 400 grand. Nobody's retiring with 400 grand with a quality lifestyle. It's gonna be nasty. So why aren't more people taking action? You know, people ask this question all the time. They'll go, if real estate's so easy, why doesn't everybody do it? If real estate works, why doesn't everybody do it? Well, think about this for a moment. Does exercise work? Yeah. It reduces your resting heart rate, extending your life, cleans your liver, kidneys, you have better cognitive skills, higher sex drive, you feel better, you look better, reduces fat content. Why doesn't everybody do it? See, just because something is easy, just because something is effective and works, doesn't mean everybody's going to do it. Some people don't care. As brutal as that sounds, they just don't. They're 50 pounds overweight, they're smoking, they're drinking to excess, and they just don't care. They're going to die young. They don't care. And remember, would they ever say they don't care? No. Just remember that actions speak louder than words. Their actions are telling the truth. They don't care. A few of you do. You do care. You want more out of life, but you can't get yourself to do it. The number one cause of inaction, of paralysis, is fear. You have some belief system that makes you afraid of investing in real estate. One of the most common words that people use is, oh, it's risky. And they hide behind that as a reason not to take action. They go, I don't want to take the risk. People, you got to understand, everything is risky. The moment you were born, everything around you was risky. Going to the grocery store in your car is risky. Asking that beautiful girl out is risky. Investing in the stock market is risky. Investing in real estate is risky. I could go on and on and on, listing every single thing on the planet that you do, followed by the phrase, it's risky. See, people think risk is something to avoid. No, risk is where the joy in life is. It's where happiness lies. It's where passion lies. It's where adventure lies. All of the good things in life are on the other side of risk. There is nothing in this world of value that doesn't require risk to get it. You want to embrace a thing called educated risk. Educated risk. If you go out and get educated to the point that you can successfully do what you want to do, you're still taking a risk. I don't care how educated you are. I don't care if you've already got 5,000 apartment units. The next 500 that you buy is a risk. Everything is a risk. But there's one thing that is a guarantee: not taking risk. See, if you don't take risk, then you are guaranteeing failure. Guaranteeing it. The way Jim Rohn put it is, he said, everything is risky, but there's a bill for not taking risk. Where do you get the bill for not investing? Where do you get the bill for not asking that beautiful girl out, or guy, whatever your situation is? Being broke, being lonely. It's everything is risk, and everything of value requires risk. You want to embrace risk. Educate yourself, but you cannot eliminate it. Once you come to grips with the fact that everything is risky, and you come to grips with the idea that you've got to take risks to get out of life what you want, you then begin looking for ways to reduce the risk. In other words, if a person takes my weekend class, Saturday class, it's one day, and learns the best practices of single-family investing, learns how to lease, learns how to what to write in the lease, learns how to deal with tenants, take phone calls, how to locate the properties, negotiate the properties, evaluate the properties, determine the cash flow, determine the internal rate of return. Compare that to the person who, through greed, laziness, and arrogance, says, oh, I'm not going to take a course. I'm just going to go buy a single-family rent house. It's not rocket science. Who do you think is taking the bigger risk? It's obvious. The greedy, lazy, arrogant one. So you can reduce your risk through one thing, in my opinion, and I've yet to have anybody argue with this, so I think a lot of people share this opinion. It's education. You educate yourself past your fears, lowering the risk, but not eliminating it, and you take the risk. And everyone who is doing well in the United States is a risk taker. It's that simple. Look at Elon Musk. Look at Bill Gates. Look at Steve Jobs. Look at any wacko billionaire. They're risk takers. If you have a friend who's highly successful, look at their lifestyle deeply. They took some risks. See, you can't win the game if you don't take a risk. Technically, you're not even playing. You're just surviving. You're just surviving. You know, it's the caveman brain that we've all got that only wants to survive. Your brain does not want to thrive. Your brain wants to survive. It is your mind, everything you've learned since you were born, not the stuff you knew before you were born, everything you learned since you were born is your mind. And your mind wants to thrive. It wants to have the second stream of income. It wants to have the Ferrari, the beach house, the vacations. That's your mind talking. But when you think about those things, don't you hear a second voice going, oh, too risky? What if this? What if that? Jim Rohn calls that the question of the poor. What if? What if? And they base their lives off of, what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong? What if this goes wrong? And they just paralyze themselves through fear and stagnate through life. Hence the, God, I forget who said it. Most men lead lives, men and women, of quiet desperation. Quiet desperation. And the reason is they listen to their effort and risk minimizing caveman brain. They're going off of instinct instead of using their mind, instead of using knowledge. So if you're paralyzed and you're not taking action, I want you to think deeply and ask yourself the question, what am I afraid of? Be careful. Any of you that said, I'm not afraid, you're in trouble. You're in trouble because you're lying to yourself. Not only are you afraid, you're lying to yourself. When we come back, I'm going to share with you where we get these fears as we grow and as we age, and why it's a really bad place to get them. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Remember, you can always find us online at TotalWealthAcademy.com. If you're interested in learning how to use real estate to build a second stream of income, we offer a free sample class, so check that out when you get the chance. Where do these fears come from? In other words, when you were born, were you afraid of real estate investing? No. It was learned. Over time, you learn to be afraid of risk involved with real estate investing. The problem is where you got those beliefs was a bad source. The simplest way to put it is this. Would a successful real estate investor who had, say, 100 single-family houses, making 20 grand a month, or 500-unit apartment complex making 30 or 40 grand a month or whatever, would they tell you that real estate was a bad idea? Would they tell you that real estate doesn't work? No. Who does tell you that? It's two sources, primarily. People who don't know what they're talking about, have never owned rental real estate before, have no experience whatsoever, that just talk. Just flat out idiots. The other group are people who failed at real estate. They tried it. They did it wrong. Went to foreclosure, lost the property. They tell you, don't they? Oh, real estate doesn't work. Question. Are either of those sources qualified to tell you? No. No, no, no. See, the way that Tony Robbins puts it, is you look at a belief like it sits on a tabletop. What holds up that belief, the legs that hold up that belief, are the legs of past experience. If I ask you if, you know, the eye of a stove is hot, you're going to give me your past experience to back up the idea that the eye of a stove is hot. You're going to say, I had the past experience of touching it. I had the past experience of boiling water on it. I had the past experience of cooking on it. Those are all your past experiences. But if you go back to 2, 3, 4, 5 months old, even then you knew the eye of a stove was hot, didn't you? Yes, because you moved or waddled or crawled towards the stove and your mom or dad picked you up, hugged you, kissed you, and said, sweetheart, don't put your hand up there. It's what? Hot. See, that's not your past experience. That's a thing called referral past experience. And in that case, it's excellent and qualified. So ask yourself this question. Have you ever owned a portfolio of rental real estate? For most of you, the answer is no. Does it make sense when I say that any idea that you have about rental real estate had to have come from someone else? Referral past experience. Or are you one of those people that just makes stuff up and says it? I don't think so. I don't think you'd be listening to this show if you were that type of person. So someone had to have told you, tenants call you all the time. It's toilets, it's taxes, it's difficult. You can't get qualified. You don't have enough money. Someone had to tell you that because you've never done it, so you don't know. You're going off of 100% referral past experience. Then you ask yourself, okay, were any of those people that gave you these ideas real estate, successful real estate investors? The answer is going to be what? No. Because a successful real estate investor would not tell you that. It had to have come from failures. And again, people who just run their mouths. So once you realize that your belief that rental property, let's take a simple one. Rental property consumes a bunch of time. I don't have time to invest in real estate. So you have that belief. The legs under it had to have come from failures or people just running their mouth. Are you going to run your life off of beliefs that come from that source? It's a very serious question, isn't it? Are you going to run your life based off of failures' advice and people who are just running their mouth? I suggest you don't do that. What Tony Robbins says is what you want to do is start dictating where your referral past experience comes from. You want to ignore the failures. You want to ignore the people who are just talking and go talk to successful people and get their past experience underneath your belief. Do you know that I can run 20 rent properties, 20 single family houses in under 6 hours a month and make myself $8,000? How many of you would work an extra 6 hours a month for $8,000? And if you say to me, man, I don't even have that 6 hours. Wow, great job designing your life. You obviously thought that out well. No, everybody can work. You're watching TV, listening to the radio. You've got 6 hours a month to make that extra $8,000. So that's not an excuse. It's the fears generated by unqualified referral past experience that are killing you. And it will continue to kill you until you start dictating where that referral past experience comes from. See, years ago, good Lord, this was probably 30 years now, I believed that diversification was the right thing to do. I believed in diversification. Now, I'm 27. How did I know anything about diversification? Referral past experience. So if I look at the first leg holding up that belief, the referral past experience came from my parents, who taught me not to put all my eggs what? In one basket. Every one of you could finish that, couldn't you? There's not one person listening to this radio show that couldn't finish that statement. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. But then I thought, but wait a minute, my parents were always broke. They retired broke. Does it make sense that that's unqualified referral past experience? Unless your parents were multimillionaire entrepreneurs, any financial advice that they gave you was bad. Sorry, parents. I took the next step and analyzed the next leg. When I was in high school, I took college prep economics. My high school teachers taught me not to put all my eggs in one basket. Diversification. But I had to ask, were my parents or were my teachers, were either of them in the financial position that I want to be in? You know the answer to that. The answer is no. My teachers complained about money all the time. Unqualified referral past experience. When I was at Texas A&M, I audited a class with this girl. The professor came in, complained about his car note, complained about his house note, complained about his wife, complained about his job, and then taught 150 students, guess what? Economics. I became painfully aware at this point that all of my beliefs about money had come from people unqualified to give them to me. Not malicious, not mean. They loved me. They cared about me. I loved them and cared about them. They're just unqualified. Would you go to the guy who's 100 pounds overweight and say, would you be my personal trainer? You wouldn't, would you? Because he's unqualified. But how many of you, over your entire life, and this is painful, but you've got to think about it, have taken financial advice from people unqualified to give it to you? Ask yourself, were your parents entrepreneurs, millionaires? How about your high school teachers? How about your college professors? And then some of you got desperate and hired a financial planner. Did you know that the average financial planner in the U.S. makes $65,000 a year? You make the same or more money than they do, yet somehow they're going to help you get rich. They're going to help you retire. They can't do it themselves, but somehow they're going to do it for you. They can't do it. Can't do it for themselves. They can't do it for you. So the tool, and I meant to mention, this is a mental tool that you want to have in your brain. Start dictating where your referral past experience comes from. Question every belief or fear that you have. Find out where it came from, and I bet you money you can get rid of that belief or fear when you realize that it came from unqualified people. We'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these two questions. One, will I lose money in a down market? Two, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we've been talking about getting into action. And the number one reason why people don't take action is fear. They have a belief that tells them they should be afraid of real estate investing. And it could be one of many, many things. Some people are afraid they don't have enough money. They're afraid they don't have enough credit. They're afraid they don't have enough time. What's another one? Oh, they're afraid of tenants, toilets, taxes. They make stuff up in their head to keep from taking action. And it works. How many of you can relate to this? You've never owned rental real estate before. Why in the world do you think you know what it's like? The only effective way to know is to get around successful people who own rental real estate and are thriving with it and imitate them. And there's the secret to life from 140 years ago when Andrew Carnegie said it. Yeah, Andrew Carnegie. He said, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. Simply go out and find someone who's gotten the results from their life that you want and imitate them. Be a copycat. There's no reason for you to trial and error it. You know, my sales pitch for my Saturday class is I can cut in one day 5 years of patrolling YouTube, reading books, talking to friends. It'd take you 5 years of trial and error to learn what you can learn in my little $500 class. You know, I value my time, so I'm going to take the $500 class. I don't want to wait 5 years to learn this stuff. And I've spent $30,000 on a course before. So, because it saved me massive amounts of time, pain, money, and so on. So there's the tool. Look at your beliefs as if they sit on a tabletop held up by the legs of past experience. And if you've never done something, then those legs are referral past experience. Referral past, it's not even your experience. Then you have to figure out whether or not that referral past experience is qualified. If it's not, you got to let go of that belief because it's paralyzing you, keeping you from taking action. And the two books that I suggest you read are, there's really three. Two of them are by the same author, and they go one right after the other. So it's really like one book in two books. It's Tony Robbins, Unlimited Power, and Awaken the Giant Within. Unlimited Power and Awaken the Giant Within. Then a fun little book, and it is fun, that's all I can tell you, is The 5-Second Rule by Mel Robbins. No relation. Tony Robbins and Mel Robbins are not related. But it's a fun little book that gives you a tool to get yourself to take action. Does it work for everybody? No. Now, Tony Robbins' book, those two books work for everybody. But the reason that use it, and I guess Mel Robbins' book works for everybody that uses it, but it's a very simple tool. It's a strategy that is based in science to get you to take action. If you use those three books, if you'll read those, if you're, again, this is for people who are going, man, I want a second stream of income. I want to come see Steve. I want to, and you just can't get yourself to do it. A small action step. Take one step at a time. Get those books. Read them and execute what's in them. And you'll notice yourself getting stronger and stronger at taking action. Taking action is just like building up a muscle. If you haven't taken action in a long time, it's tough at first. But it gets easier and easier the more action that you take. It's a little thing called momentum. Like in the morning, and I've got basically a different strategy. Everybody says eat the frog first. Well, I actually put off the frog until the middle of the day. The frog represents the chore that you least want to do. I happen to love email. I know. I guess that's weird. But they're coming from the people I'm mentoring. So for me, when I wake up in the morning, if I've got 30 or 40 emails from members, I love it. I grab a cup of coffee and I start replying. This creates momentum and gets me to eat the frog. Again, a lot of people say, man, get up, count backwards from five. That's the 5-second rule. You got to read the book though. Count backwards from five and take action. Eat the frog first. I'm sure that works for some people, but for me, I like to take an easy task that I love, get moving on it, and then I have momentum. We discussed this last week too. Remember that a body in motion tends to what? Stay in motion. A body at rest tends to stay at rest. So I like pushing myself into something I enjoy, get that momentum up, and then eat the frog later in the afternoon or later that morning. Okay. Any questions, or if you need me to email you those books, a list of those books, email me. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. And do not be afraid to ask the tough questions. If you're afraid of tenants, tell me. If you're afraid of toilets, taxes, if you're afraid of you don't have enough money, you don't have enough credit, tell me. And then I'll offer you generally a few action steps to solve whatever problem you've got so that you can move forward. But, you know, obviously by email, I can't give you A to Z, but I can give you A, B, C to get you started. So email me. It's asksteve, or just steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Okay, this is, I'm going to take a couple of email questions through the end of the show. Austin needs a lease attorney. I use Glenn Nance. Glenn Nance. Simply Google Glenn Nance Attorney, Houston. G-L-Y-N-N, Nance, N-A-N-C-E, Attorney, Houston. Now, you won't work with him. It's one of his people that is the lease specialist. But his firm, in my humble opinion, is one of the top real estate firms in the United States. And we're lucky that he's right here in Houston. So check him out, Glenn Nance, Attorney Houston. Just Google that and you'll find him. All right, let's go to the next question. Bernardo, thank you for the question. Property management recommendations. Let me see. Oh, this is multifamily. Let me type this in to make sure I've got the exact right address. But it's called Real Property Management. Doggone it, that's not it. Maybe. Let me see. I'm sorry. I should have this memorized. It's in Houston. Joni owns it with her husband. They're coming on the radio show hopefully next week. I tell you what, it's going to take me a few minutes to find it, but I will email you right after the radio show with the name and the phone number of who we use. All right, thanks, Bernardo. All right, thanks everybody for listening. This has been the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please, here's another action step you can take. Come to our free sample class if you want to learn how to build a second stream of income. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.